It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 18th of July, the 207th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. And if you're like me, you're counting the days until 2021. As of today, there are 158 more days to go until 2021, which I hope will be the most boring year of my life. How about you?
Susan, you know you can't say stuff like that.
And why not? What's wrong with asking for boredom? This year has been just a bit too filled with events for me. Speaking of events, what was happening in French history on this day? The French got a new king on this day in 1547, Henry II. He ruled from 1547 until he died in 1559. He was the second son of King Francis I and was not expected to take the throne, but his elder brother Francis III died, and there you have it, he was king. His wife was Catherine de' Medici, a member of the ruling family of Florence, but his true love was Diane de Poitiers, with whom he had a 25-year-long love affair from the time he was 15 until the day he died. Poor Diane didn't get to say adieu to her dying beloved. Catherine wouldn't let her in the room. Not much to report on Henry's reign, really. He was well known for persecuting Protestants, good Roman Catholic that he was. He seemed to favor burning at the stake, and for the ministers, the pastors, cutting out their tongues, for uttering heresies, of course. Nice, tolerant kind of guy, right? This is interesting, though. Henry II introduced patents for inventors. An inventor could publish the description of his invention, and therefore his invention was his, and his idea could not be stolen. And that's a good thing. Henry II died after he was wounded in a jousting tournament. His surgeon was not able to cure the wound, and Henry died of sepsis. His surgeon's name was Ambroise Paré, which is the name of the clinic where I had my back surgery a month ago. History is everywhere in this town. How about in yours?
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
Fast forward about 50 years, and you have a French king who was a Protestant, the only one, who converted to Roman Catholicism on this day. And who was that? Henry IV. Who reigned from 1589 to 1610. He publicly converted to Catholicism to keep the peace, basically, in Catholic France, but it didn't help him too much. He was considered a usurper by some Catholics and a traitor by some Protestants, and he was the target of at least 12 assassination attempts, the final one which killed him. But Henry IV was known as Le Bon Roi Henri, Good King Henry. He was well known for his great concern for the welfare of his subjects. In fact, I have heard countless times from French people, when we have chicken for a Sunday lunch, this is so French, chicken on Sunday. Henry IV's ambition was for every French person to have it within his means to have a chicken in his pot on Sunday. Which is a bit different from Marie Antoinette's remark, well, if they have no bread, why don't they eat cake? Henry IV was also a great builder. I regularly walk over a bridge here called the Pont Neuf, the New Bridge, which he built. The New Bridge, by the way, is now the oldest bridge over the Seine in Paris. In the middle of the bridge is a statue of Henry, where he's called Le Vert Galant, which translates as the green gallant, a womanizer. Gallant, I can understand, but why green? Anyway, Henry IV was known as the green gallant for his numerous mistresses. As they say, it's good to be king.
Hello, I'm Devakamal Hazarika from India. You are listening to The Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby is cooking. It's yummy.
I noted how this city just resonates with history. You go to a hospital named after the doctor of a 16th century king. You walk over a bridge built by yet another 16th century king. And I walk down a street in my neighborhood named after the French aviator who made the first flight across the English Channel in a heavier-than-air machine. That aviator is named Louis Blériot, and he accomplished his flying feat in 1909. He went from Calais in France to Dover in England in 37 minutes and became a huge star. And for us radio enthusiasts, the Marconi Company set up a special radio link for the occasion, with one station on Cap Blanet at Saint-Guette and the other on the roof of the Lord Warden Hotel in Dover. Radio. We're always there, aren't we?
Hi, this is Rakesh from India. You're listening to Sound Kitchen by Susan. More interesting update is coming.
Rakesh just sent that to me out of the blue, and you can do it too. Get under a blanket. The sound will be really good. I'm under a blanket right now. And record your voice and message to us all. And thanks again, Rakesh, for joining me in the kitchen. Your mama raised you right. Get in this kitchen, everyone, and help out. Make your mama proud. And talk about making mamas proud. I am sure Johnny Hodges' mama was proud of her jazz man son. The music you've been listening to was written and performed by saxophonist Johnny Hodges. Today is his birthday. He's performing with jazz ensembles on the other side now, though. Hodges died in 1970. We just listened to his funky blues.
Are you ready?
Hope so, 'cause it's time for the quiz. On the 6th of June, I asked you a question about the next G7 meeting, which will be hosted by the U.S. RFI English journalist Zeenat Hansrod wrote an article about it for our website, which was entitled Trump Delays G7 Meeting, Wants to Welcome Back Russia, which you were to refer to for the answer to this quiz. As Zeenat noted in her article, this year's G7 summit was originally scheduled for March, then delayed until June due to the COVID-19 pandemic. On the 1st of June, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that he wanted to postpone the G7 summit to at least September or until after the U.S. elections in November. The United States currently holds the presidency of the Group of Seven, which is a group of seven industrialized nations. The members are Germany, Japan, France, Britain, Canada, Italy, and the U.S. As host president, Trump can invite whoever he wishes. Of course, he wants to invite Russia. If you remember, Russia used to be number eight when the group was the G8. The country's membership was suspended indefinitely in 2014 when Russia annexed the Crimea. Russia formally withdrew from the group in 2017. Trump also announced he wanted to invite three other countries aside from Russia. That was my question to you. You were to tell me which three other countries Donald Trump wants to invite to the next G7 meeting. The answer is India, Australia, and South Korea. Trump said he wants to expand the G7 to include Russia, India, Australia, and South Korea, as he considers the G7 to be, and I quote, a very outdated group of countries, end quote, in its current format. The U.S. president went on, and again I quote, I'm postponing it because I don't feel that as a G7 it properly represents what's going on in the world, end quote. A White House spokeswoman said Trump wants the countries to discuss China at the summit. His aides indicated he was seeking a larger group that could act as a counterweight to China, whose relationship with the United States right now is a bit rocky, to say the least. The winners of this week's quiz are Aboubakar Touré from Freetown in Sierra Leone and Sapna Bain from Chhattisgarh, India. From Rajshahi, Bangladesh, Emmanuel Haque is a winner this week, as is RFI Listeners Club member Maria Khanna Moore from Munshiganj, also in Bangladesh. Last but not least, there's the president of the Wulo Listeners Club in Nankana Sahib, Pakistan, Farim Noor, who's also a member of the RFI Listeners Club. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. My question for you this week is about Sudan. You read in an article on our website this week about Sudan's Omar al-Bashir, the former Sudanese strongman who was deposed after a popular civilian protest movement last year. Bashir is on trial along with 16 alleged co-plotters for their roles in the 1989 coup d'etat which brought Bashir to power. He's currently in prison serving time for corruption and money laundering. In our article entitled Sudan's Bashir Goes on Trial for the 1989 Coup d'etat, you'll learn the name of the democratically elected prime minister who was deposed by the coup. I want you to write to me with his name. Again, read our article entitled Sudan's Bashir Goes on Trial for 1989 Coup d'etat, and send to me the name of Sudan's democratically elected prime minister who was deposed 31 years ago by a coup d'etat allegedly led by Omar al-Bashir. I've put a link to the article on the Sound Kitchen, the RFI English Clubs, and the RFI Listeners Club Facebook pages to help you. You have until the 14th of September to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 19th of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong. And remember, you have to be patient waiting for your prizes to get to you. The newsroom is only partially reopened, and I probably won't be able to go back up to the radio until mid-September when I can start putting your prize packages together. I'm really sorry, and I sure appreciate your understanding and your patience. Here's Brother Paul Myers, sports journalist extraordinaire, with the address.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen on RFI.
That's all for today, my friends. Many thanks to all of you who wrote in. Keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. And remember, it's not just the right answer to the quiz which wins you a prize. It's also your This I Believe essay. Essays about the principles that guide your life, what you've found to be true for you. I also want to hear your stories about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. Send in your radio club's activities, your mini book reviews, your musical requests. That one's important because I'm starting to make those programs now. Send in your secret guilty pleasure. Mine's chocolate. Your tricks for remembering things. The weirdest dream you ever had. Your favorite quotations and proverbs. Descriptions of the local festivals you participate in. Or just your general all-around thoughts. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Again, thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen. Many, many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rome, for putting this show together. And thanks to you for listening. I'll talk to you next week with the answer to the question about Burundi's president and president-elect. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And wear your mask. Stay safe, my friends. I'll play you out with The Immortals by the Congolese musician Franklin Bukaka. I learned about it from my friend Issa Niafaga, whose laughter you often hear coming out of the kitchen. This is one of Issa's favorite songs. Bukaka wrote it in 1967, and in it he sings of politicians who made promises at the time of liberation from colonialism in Africa and chants the names of martyrs who were killed for their beliefs. One may say the song was unfortunately prophetic. Bukaka himself was assassinated in 1972. He was in disfavor with the regime in Congo. I suppose this song resonates so much with my friend Issa because he himself spent time in prison in Cameroon for his political cartoons. Luckily, Issa is still with us, and he's doing all manner of fabulous things, including setting up a community radio in his village in Cameroon, which you've heard about not only here in the kitchen, but on Paris Live, too. Issa, if you're out there, hello, you wonderful old mensch, you. My friends, I hope you like this song. It always moves me, and I hope it does you, too. Talk to you next week.
Afrika mapimba, tokangi maboko, tozali kotala. Bana basili na kokende, bana basili na koteka mai na banguna. Tola timo kuya ata malobate Congo na Banafrika maleli Afrika mapimba tokangi maboko tozali kotala Bana basili na kokende Bana basili na koteka mai na banguna Tolati mokuya ata malobate Congo na Banafrika baleli Oh Medi Ben Baka Medinzela na yo ya patonyonso Medinzela na yo ya Lumumba Medinzela na yo ya Che Guevara Medinzela na yo ya Malcolm X Medinzela na yo ya Umyope Medinzela na yo ya Felix Mumie Medinzela na yo ya Nguyen Van Choy Medinzela na yo ya Tsoki Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Cienfuegos Medinzela na yo ya Oji Aenda Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Torres Medinzela na yo ya Abdelkader Medinzela na yo ya kulipali. Medinzela na yo ya Andre Machua. Medinzela na yo ya Simon Kimbangu. Medinzela na yo ya Albert Lutuli. Medinzela na yo ya Boganda. Oh, ya tiers monde. Oh, ya libération. Y'a pas peuple. Un vieux que je considère toujours jeune m'a dit un jour: mon petit, tout homme doit mourir un jour, mais toutes les morts n'ont pas la même signification. Medi ben parka, medinzela na yo ya batonyonzo, medinzela na yo ya Lumumba, medinzela na yo ya Che Guevara, medinzela na yo ya Malcolm X, medinzela na yo ya Umyope, medinzela na yo ya Felix Mumie. Medinzela na yo ya Nguyen Van Choy. Medinzela na yo ya Tsohoki. Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Cienfuegos. Medinzela na yo ya Oji ya Enda. Medinzela na yo ya Camilo Torres. Medinzela na yo ya Abdelkader. Medinzela na yo ya Koulibaly. Medinzela na yo ya Andre Machua. Medinzela na yo ya Simon Kimbangu. Medinzela na yo ya Albert Lutuli. Medinzela na yo ya Boganda. Oh, ya tiers monde. Oh, ya libération. Ya pas peuple.